And today is very auspicious day, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. You know Narottam Das Thakur? How much famous he is. From childhood, he was Mahaprabhu's exclusive devotee. When Mahaprabhu went to preach in East Bengal, there Padma Nadi and Mahaprabhu stand bank of Padma and told Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. His followers cannot understand why Mahaprabhu doing this, but later they understand the Mahaprabhu called Narottam from there. And Narottam Das Thakur, Khetori Dham, Nator, King of Nator, his son Narottam, he born Nator, is capital of Rajshahi, capital of Rajshahi, and he was son of king. But from childhood he was devotee of Mahaprabhu and wants to go Vrindavan, not wants to stay in house. Father, mother, so many way tried to keep him house. Finally, I am telling very short way. Finally, Narottam told, when his father gone some job, other village, and told to mother, mother, give me permission, I shall go out from house. If not give, my life will be here. I shall go. My body will be here, but I shall go. Then mother given permission. And Narottam paid the river to mother and went Vrindavan, Rup Sanatan, there, Sri Jiva Goswami, Rup Sanatan. Three met there, Narottam, Srinivas, and Samananda Prabhu. And they learned from Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was so great and highest order of Vaishnava society, and leader of Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya. And when day three went there, Jiva Goswami taken them as a student of Mahaprabhu's school and teach. And Narottam Jiva Goswami Prabhu given title to Narottam Thakur. Srinivas given title Acharya, and Samananda given title Prabhu. The Samananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Thakur. That three, they preach so much, learn so much. Then Jiva Goswami given order to them, the books of Rup Sanatan. He had so many manuscripts and books. You take this all, you three go to Bengal, and there are so many devotees in Navadvip, hand over to them the Rup Sanatan's job. And they taken in a bullock car and started to come in Bengal. But when they entered into the Bengal, there was one dacoit. Dacoit outside was very pious saint like that. Name was Birhambir, king. He also was king, Birhambir, but dacoit. He is stealing, ravari, doing ravari in the road. And he have one good jyotishi. Jyotishi, he is calculating what going on. Jyotishi telling there is some jewel. there is some money, there is some valuable things, and B. Rambit stealing. He had big gang. Samananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya Narottam, when going with bullock car, his Jyotishi told, here is super jewelry. Their category of jewel. Yes. And B. Rambit was very happy. And he had done robbery and taken all. But after coming his house, he had seen there is only books and manuscript. And he asked to Jyotishi, what you told? Jyotishi said, must be, this is the super jewelry. Then he kept in his store and every day worshipping. And Samananda Prabhu, they are crying and searching, where gone. Nowhere they are getting trace. Srinivasa Acharya told to them, Narottam and Samananda Prabhu, say you go, I shall not go. I shall try to trace where is that. And finally what happened, he stayed in a Brahmin's house and they are living and searching. Any trace will get. One day that Brahmin told, will you go to assembly of Raja Bir Rambir? There today is very big Bhagavat explainer, Pandit will come. And Srinivasa Acharya went with him and he has seen the big meeting. There is that Pandit and explaining Bhagavat. But he was unhappy to hear that. And finally he told, no, it is not real meanings. I shall go. And Raja Bir Rambir was surprised. To everyone he said, very happy, and this Brahmin not happy. And he asked, why you are abusing? Well, it is not Bhagavat. They are telling taka, 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 money. Can you explain? Yes. Then Srinivasa Acharya explained Srimad Bhagavat that stunt everybody to hear that, that Raja Bir Rambir fell down his head. And he told, it is impossible by a man to explain this type of Bhagavat. Who are you, Prabhu? Then he told that story. I am coming from Vrindavan, etc. He told, I am that robber. I stolen your property, but I don't lose anything because my Jyotishi said it is super jewelry. You come in my godown, and there's the incense and tulasi worshipping. And Srinivasa Acharya was very happy, giving news to the Bengal, other places. We have got Rupa Sanatan's book. That was after that, Samananda Prabhu in Mednipur site, Narottam Thakur in East Bengal, Rajshahi, Nator that site, and Srinivasa Acharya in the middle is Jajigram, our bus going through Jajigram, there stayed. That Narottam Das Thakur composed so many Bengali sweet and clean meanings of the songs, like Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala Je Chayai Jagata Jurai, Hano Nitai Bina Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai Dridho Gori Dharani Tharpa. You know that song. Nartam Das Thakur. Not only that song, he Prema Bhakti Chandrika composed Bengali and so many Sanskrit slokas and preached whole Bengal that time. And it is also out of Bengal, Manipur, Nartam Das Thakur, so many disciples. But Brahmins was very envious to him because thousands of disciples Nartam Das Thakur have got and Brahmins not get anything in Bengal. And they were very anti of Nartam. And finally, they abuse Narottam when he is living body and they are sick body and they are telling, it is a very punishment given Bhagavan to him. He taken disciples, thousands of disciples, and his one disciple, group of disciples, they are very much unhappy and pray to Nartam Das Thakur, Prabhu, if this way you left your body, then we will be more troubled by the Brahmins. And then he born in Kayastha Kul, not Brahmin Kul, Brahmin Kul. Then that was the fault. Then Nartam Das Thakur again come in the form of preacher. And after 2 months, he gone to the Padma and Ganga mixed there. And he stand there and taken name of Mahaprabhu. And his body become milk there. This is history. That Nartam Das Thakur. Then Nartam Das Thakur, he gave charge to Vishnu Chakravarti and others and Ramchandra Kaviraj, and he taken name of Mahaprabhu and become milk. And Brahmins were surprised to see that so many Brahmins, hundreds of Brahmins, they have seen it. That Nartam Das Thakur have so many very, very sweet song. And super song is Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. You know everyone, the same Arasam Pada, same or Bhajana Puja. Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Guna Manjari, Labanga Manjari, so many Manjaris. And Sakhi, Lalita, Abhisaka, Chitra, Champak, Latika, Tunga, Vidya, Indulekha, Sudevi, Rangadevi, Astrasakhi, all living that time in Vrindavan, Dham. And pastimes of Sri Krishna, they are enjoying with that. And Nartam Thakur again went to the Vrindavan. And again he tried to preach. But I forgot. It was in my memory, but cannot remember everything. But it is so famous, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And Sri Guru Charana Padma. And Nitai Pada Kamala. And Gauranga Duti Pada. etc. So many songs of Narottam Das Thakur, so famous, simple and perfect. And we are singing, every day we are singing Narottam Das Thakur songs. And now I shall sing one song if I can do. Prabhu. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. Hare Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. Hey, moro bhajana pujana. Hey, moro bhajana pujana. Hey, moro prana dhana. Hare sei moro jivaner jiva na. Sei moro rasa nidhi, sei moro bhancha siddhi. Sei moro bedero dhara ma. Sei vrata sei tapo, sei moro mantra japo. Pade ho ibe siddhi. Nirakhiva ye dui nayane. Ache rupo madhuri rashi pran kubalaya sasi. Ache prafullita avenishi dine. Sanayoi karale yarala dehi. Chirodin tapita jiva na. Prabhu karo daya deha more padu chaya. Hari narottama laila sarana. প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মরে পদ ছায়া, আহা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মরে পদ ছায়া,
ধমল শরণ